The Sunday Sermon. Near to half the population are atheists. More if those paying lip service to Christianity to get their kids into the best schools are included. I know what I don't know is the agnostic mantra, but in all probability, we do know. The universe does not have a blind watchmaker. From neutrinos to the makeup of the human eye, to the alignment of the planets in the solar system, all would appear to have evolved naturally, neither by design or blind chance. Physics and natural selection over pure chaos. No one had to design the rules governing the universe. They developed it in imperfect natural alignment. When I say I am an atheist, it is implicit that I believe religion is wrong. I do not believe dogmatic adherence to books written by illiterate goat herders in a dim pre-scientific cesspit of Middle Eastern cultural obscurity are a guiding light for humanity. When I say I am an atheist, I mean I am anti-Christian and anti-Muslim. Neoliberal activists may immediately react that in their pluralistic vision I must therefore be a racist, to be named, shamed, and whipped into conformity with mediocre complicity to their corrupt party lines. The middle class's dominant narrative that we live in an equal opportunity society, where in fact the working classes receive no breaks at all, supports a status quo where the rich keep all the money and resources. So, as an atheist, I am anti-Islam. It is not that I am against Muslims opening halal kebab shops, which I readily provide custom for. I am not out to burn the local mosque. I am obviously going to point out that Muhammad had sexual relations with the 9-year-old Aisha, according to available historical narrative from the Hadith. I am going to mock Muslims for following a slaver and a half-mad warlord committed to violent domination of the Arab peoples. I am never going to say that Muslims do not have a right to believe as they choose. They claim homosexuals and unbelievers should be stoned to death. I will point out that they are wrong in that choice. Similarly, the prattle about virgins and pigeons by those offering their peace be with you of a Sunday does not sit well with me. Conformist, culturally conservative, homophobic rhetoric about the evils of sin mean nothing to me at all. Their Bible, portrayed as the ultimate truth and guide for living in its gross contradictions and outrageous inaccuracies, is going to raise my heckles. The Bible only has meaning because its followers give their power away to it. Okay, it's got some literary merits, but as a self-help book, it clearly has its halo up its own arse. Constantine dominated Europe with it, but the yoke of enslavement to Rome is nothing to eulogise. Praying to a god that simply is not there is not much better than submission to pure chance or fate. A ship sets sail without a rudder. Moral superiority claims by religion are total nonsense. Ethics form through a commitment to truth and empathy for our fellows and the state of the world. Relativism through inquiry, not commandments, are the order of the free thinker, not the shackles of scripture. Stealing may be wrong, but not if your kids are going to starve. Science has not got all the answers, but the empirical method has the tools and potentials to answer all life's mysteries. The God of the gaps that says what we don't understand must be the will of some nebulous deity is a void that the universe rightly abhors. So I will not knowingly give to Christian, or for that matter Islamic charity. I will provide charity to secular and humanitarian organisations free from religious ideology and agenda. Life has no meaning to give. I can create meaning from the life I attempt to choose to live. Anti-Christian and anti-Islamic. In that, there is great freedom and liberty from the shackles of indoctrination. I give you the right to believe as you will. You do not have a right to try to change me to conform with those beliefs. I do not need to apologise for my excesses. I do not seek forgiveness. I do not care if I cause others to be offended. God is not great, as clearly stated by the genius of Christopher Hitchens. If I was not sober 3 decades, I'd raise a glass to his memory every Christmas. A God whose will it is that people die in pain from HIV or cancer, and a myriad of childhood ailments, is clearly totally insane in their indifference to humanity. Occam's razor states that the simplest solution to any problem is usually the best. God did not create the universe. A universe that came from nothing, because nothingness is unstable, is the simplest solution to existence. The universe could be different, but it is not, because it evolved in an emergent evolution befitting its specific laws. Where there are gaps in scientific understanding, there is no hole to fit with God. The universe came into being because it could not be otherwise. A God of the gaps explains nothing. Who designed the God of the gaps? Rather, it is the belief in God that is the fundamental gap in knowledge and understanding that the religious mind is afflicted with. I do not suppose all my religious friends are stupid, as demonstrated by the breadth of their theology, but they clearly suffer from a curious kind of insanity and irrational blindness to fact. Philosophy and science, not religion, can restore them to sanity. God is the gap. The only time I think of a second coming is during masturbation. Thankfully, I am not on my knees.